I'm a firm believer when a loved one leaves their body, they might change their physical presence, but they are always here. Their spirit is always around us. And when we're open to it, they're sending all these amazing signs for us. And for their son, it's the clouds. For others, it might be rainbows, it might be butterflies, it might be a certain song or the lucky numbers. But I do really think if we are open to their presence, they always show us that they are around. Hello everyone, welcome back to the Purple Stars podcast. My name is Sarah, I'm your host, and this is the show where every life story and paw print has the power to touch your heart and inspire meaningful change. This episode has been for a really long time on my heart, on my mind, and I just wanted to really make sure that this episode brings to all of you comfort and hope and some inspiration for the healing journey. And maybe I tell you why this episode has been on my mind and my heart for such a long time. So as many of you know, we got a new family member. His name is Felix. We adopted him in February. And ever since we have had Felix, whenever we're on our walks, people stop us and ask, oh, how old is your puppy? And throughout the conversation, many of those people have shared their stories and their journeys of loss. They shared how they miss their dogs and how they're scared to get another dog. And if they have another dog, how guilty they feel. And just recently, also a woman, she didn't say much, but she started crying. And with this episode, I want to honor and hold space for all these amazing people that felt comfortable enough to share their stories and had the courage to open up. And at the same time, also for their pets. And I want to hold space for all of you out there who are grieving a loss of a pet or who want to support someone who is grieving a loss of a pet. And that's why I've been working on this episode a long time, simply because I wanted to find the right words. And this morning, and Felix is agreeing, I think, right now with this sound. This morning, I told him, I said, Sarah, it's not about finding the right words. It's about showing up for them. And because when we experience loss, there are no right words. And also there are no wrong words. But it is very important for us to show up. And so this is me today, showing up for you, showing up for your hearts, for your loss, and for all the amazing animals that are guiding us now in spirit. Before I'm going to share some of the stories, I wanted to, I prepared three poems or letters that I wrote when I was going through a big wave and journey of grief when my grandmother passed away. And I was writing a lot, and it really has helped me to process a lot of the emotions, to hold space for them, to come to the understanding and also the belief that I have the strength to hold my heart when it gets heavy. And that's why I wanted to share some of the things that I wrote. One is, Lola, I believe that avoiding our sadness feels like going everywhere with a backpack. The longer we avoid our sadness, the heavier the backpack gets. What I've learned over time is that life is not about building strength to carry this heavy backpack, but about having the courage to open it, to look what's inside, and to make space for whatever we may find. This allows us to let go of the weight, not just emotionally, but also physically. Lots of love, Sarah. The reason why I wanted to open and start with this particular passage is grief gets really heavy when we run away from it. And I know, and I really feel you when you're scared to sit with those emotions and to really move through them and feel them, because your heart might feel like it's, you know, like it was scattered in a million pieces and you don't even know where to start. And when you wake up, you feel no desire to leave that. And some days when you feel it might get a little better, out of the blue, grief just hits you like a train. And I want you to know that you have the strength to carry your heart, even if right now it seems to be too heavy to carry. And one way of the heart getting lighter again is not to build the strength to push through it, but to soften and allow ourselves to cry, to be angry, to be frustrated, to have questions, to feel guilt, and to just allow yourself to feel everything you're feeling. And this woman that Felix and I met at the supermarket that saw him, and when she said, "Oh, is this a Shih Tzu?" And I said, "Yes, it's a mix of Shih Tzu and Maltese." I saw her already tearing up, and she just cried. And I felt that was exactly what this passage represented or represents, is allowing ourselves to feel the sadness, because then the backpack gets lighter, the heart gets lighter, it, like, we can breathe again. And I hope this, me sharing this, inspires you to allow yourself to grieve. And this can be in many different ways. For some people, it might be writing about it. For others, it might be going to church. For others, it might be spending time in solitude. For others, it's spending time in nature, reconnecting. Others express and move through their emotions through other forms of art. Listening to music. Everyone has their way of grieving, and allow yourself to grieve. And let me reassure you, you have the strength to carry your heart when it gets heavy. One story, actually, I think the very first one, when we just got Felix, we were on the beach and an older gentleman was sitting on the bench, and he stopped us when we passed and he said, "Excuse me, how old is your dog?" And I shared again, and he said, "You know, I miss my dog so deeply. He passed away 3 years ago." And I said, "I'm sorry to hear that." And I asked, "Do you have a new dog?" And he said, "No, I'm not ready. I don't want a new dog." And I could really see how he was actually longing for a new dog, but at the same time, he was like struggling with himself, because he also said it's only been 3 years. And I said to him, everyone has their timeline, you know, and I think there is no right or wrong. However, I think it's very important that we invite love back into our life. And because it gets cold when we shut out what keeps us warm. And I would love to read another passage, which is, "After Lola passed away, so many days love has knocked on my door, sometimes louder, sometimes softer, and always for the same reason, asking to be let in. For a long time, I couldn't open the door. I was too scared to lose someone again, to be deeply hurt again, to fall apart again. But as much as I was afraid, I also wanted to love again. Because life gets cold if we shut out what keeps us warm. And at the end of the day, regardless of how much we are scared, we always have the choice. The choice to keep our doors closed and to stay safe in the prison of our fears, or to open the doors believing that wonderful things are waiting for us. To Today, I'm still afraid, but I keep choosing love over fear. Sometimes it's easier, sometimes it's harder, but certainly it's always worth it. So I want this to be a little encouragement for all of us when we are scared to open up our hearts again to love, whether it is adopting a new dog or taking care of a dog of a friend for a few hours a week, or maybe even volunteering at a shelter. However we feel comfortable in that way to let love in again, it's important we do. And the reason why I mentioned the shelter, I just had a conversation with a friend of mine yesterday. She had a pug who was her soulmate. She called him her soul dog. And she shared, you know, Sarah, after he passed away, because she had him for 19 years, she was so sad and so felt so broken. And yet at the same time, she was really longing for the comfort of animals and being close to them. And she said that she, in the beginning, for quite a few months, actually, she hadn't felt ready to be a mom again to a dog. So she started to volunteer at a local shelter. She helped them. She was like brushing the dog. She took them out for walks. She helped them to be prepared to be adopted. And I really wanted to share this with you because I think there are so many ways and baby steps we can take to open that door for love. And I think it's a beautiful opportunity to open up to love. And another story I want to share is I talked to a girl, I think around in her 20s, very sweet. And she said, Sarah, I have this new dog. It just found me. It was a dog that she, you know, was abandoned and she rescued him. And she said, let me tell you something. I feel this really big guilt towards my other dog, the dog that had passed away. Because it had been at that point only 3 months. And she said, what I also feel really guilty for is that the new dog really shows me all the things I hadn't done for my dog before. And like, I wish I had known all of this before. And that's something I've heard from many people along the way who were sharing their stories of their late pets. And I reaffirmed that girl and I said, look, I have this belief that when a pet of ours passes away, they pick the next pet. Either through reincarnation or they say this pet is exactly at the right time, the right pet for my beloved dog mom or dog dad. And I could see she teared up and she really liked that idea. And then I said, and not just that, I also believe that they prepare us to be the best dog mom for the very next pet. And it gave her some sort of comfort. Another story that really deeply moved me, and it's something that's been on our podcast actually, is by Jasmine Kuhn. Her cat passed away and she and her partner have a 3-year-old son, and she shared how they shared with him about death and how Harold, that's the name of the cat, transitioned. So rather than coming up with a story and like not really involving him into it, they gave him time to say goodbye. And the most beautiful thing afterwards they said when they saw clouds, Harold is now living up in the clouds. So whenever their son sees a cloud, he points up there and says, see, there is Harold. And I'm sharing this with you because I think it is so important that we choose thoughts that comfort us, and that we choose beliefs that comfort us. And I'm a firm believer when a loved one leaves their body, they might change their physical presence, but they are always here. Their spirit is always around us. And when we're open to it, they're sending all these amazing signs for us. And for their son, it's the clouds. For others, it might be rainbows, it might be butterflies, it might be a certain song or the lucky numbers. But I do really think if we are open to their presence, they always show us that they are around. And I wrote also, believing in something doesn't necessarily mean we have to be religious. It means we choose to trust in something that comforts us when we are afraid, that lifts us up when we're down, and that gives us strength when we are weak. And I hope that this thought that when they are transitioning and or when they had transitioned, that they're looking for our next animal. They want us to open up. They send us the signs that they're around, and that we don't need to feel guilty because we were the best dog parent we could be at that very moment for them. I just hope that these thoughts bring you some sort of comfort. And please be reminded, you have the strength to carry your heart when it gets heavy. Give yourself the time and the space and the way you need to grieve. And know that grief is the sign that you got to experience the biggest privilege of all, which is the gift of love. And I just think animals are so beautiful, and there is a reason why there is this quote that there are angels on four legs, and I just think there are forever angels. Well, that's it from my side, and I hope this episode inspires you on your journey and makes you feel close to the pet that has moved somewhere else. And please share it with anyone you think could need this kind of comfort and hope and inspiration when it comes to this journey. And please know you're not alone in this. And if you have any questions, or if you want to talk about your story or your grief, and also share your journey with your pet, send us a message, send us an email. We're happy to receive your stories. Thanks so much for tuning in, for your time, for your trust, and we see you next Wednesday.